getting ready.
All right, well, this is Randy J, and you're listening to the Back Table Podcast. Yeah.
I'm gonna eat your shit!
See, that's what happens when cousins fuck.
Huh?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Back Table Comedy Podcast, episode 172. It's your hosts, Andrew Crone and Josh Ashton. How the heck are ya?
Pretty good. Do you have a cold or something?
No, I'm just talking like every guy on the radio. Whoa, that's just wacky.
Whoa.
Well, I read this thing today that said that I'm a fucking loser.
You mean...
Yeah, why is yours so much louder?
Because it's turned up louder on here, bud. Oh,
fucking shiz.
Anyways, Josh, you're probably wondering why I'm wearing this full suit and tie and have a briefcase with me.
It is pretty weird, but...
It's because after this...
I thought you were trying to have a new look or something.
No, it's not about having a new look. It's about looking professional.
Okay.
Because if you look professional, you are professional.
Yeah.
And it's because I'm going to be going onto the dragon's tank after this. Dragon's tank?
Dragon's,
it's kind of like Shark's Den.
Dragon's stank?
Not dragon's stank. Dragon's tank. It's like Shark's Den.
Okay.
It's the show where you go on. I got a business, Josh. I'm starting a business.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and sell it to Mark. Havana.
Who?
There's Mark Cuban, but then there's a lesser known guy, Mark Havana.
Okay, then.
Doesn't matter. This is what plays in out loud every time I walk to work in my suit with my briefcase. Not so much.
Not that one?
That's the one if I have more of a hop in my step.
I'm trying to find one that'll match your big thing.
Look, do you want to hear about my business or not? That might work.
This one works, actually.
In fact, I'm actually looking... I need a business partner, in fact.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to give you the pitch. And if you're interested, then we'll go on Dragon's Stank together.
Dragon's Stank.
Anyways, Josh, I'm going to open the world's first. World's first.
Yeah.
Glory hole climbing wall.
All right.
Because really, really, Josh, the best thing about this is it's two businesses. See, we can charge people to climb the glory hole climbing wall.
Yeah.
We can also charge men
to be the
to
wall.
Stand on various levels of scaffolding and have their cocks used as handholds and foot grips.
How do you do you have to supply the drugs to keep them hard, or is it?
No, the climber has to keep them hard. Otherwise, they start to slip off.
So you have to... Oh.
Yeah, we put the smaller penises at the top, yeah. So it gets harder to climb.
Yeah.
The further up you get. Like, only the real professional climbers.
But then the climber has to keep them alive by whacking them off?
Yeah, they got to keep them hard. Otherwise, they start to slip off.
But then they have to have chalk on their hands when they do it. So it's going to be really dry.
You could use chalk, I guess. I guess you could use chalk.
What if someone up top like jizzes without you doing anything and it slicks all the other ones up?
That's going to make it more hard for you to, more complicated to climb. And when you get to the top, instead of a little bell that you ring, mm-hmm. It's just going to be a guy with his nuts hanging through a hole in the ceiling and you just tug on those. You know someone made it to the top when you hear, oh!
Jolly good.
I guess so.
Yeah, and then you, we'd be like, oh my god, did you see that? Can't believe she climbed all the way to the top.
It's gotta be ladies.
What
every
a
time?
Slut.
No guys allowed?
No guys are allowed, but it, I assume that women are better climbers.
I think there's gonna be a lot more O's like on the way up, because you're pulling a, the hole
mm-hmm.
is right there, and then your dick goes straight out, and then all the
hey.
Weight is just pulling it down
hey,
on
it's
that,
not my kink.
On the rim of that hole.
It's not my kink. But it's at least a 50-foot wall worth of cox people's kink. Cox people. Men, is what yeah. I meant to say. So what you know those people with cocks?
Oh, yeah. Those despicable
Well, I guess
beings.
It's not just men. I didn't mean... Oh, I'm sorry. I was offensive. I didn't mean to be
yeah,
offensive.
Yeah, some ladies have cocks,
I didn't mean
too.
To imply that only men have cocks. It's 2022.
Some...
You can have a cock and be a woman if you want.
Yeah. Wipe that smile yeah. off your face.
If you really want. Like, you could be... A cock-having woman right now.
I could be. In fact, I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I just decided.
All right.
And well, if you say I'm not, then you're...
No, no, I have evidence against
you. If you say I'm not a lady with a cock, then you're nothing but a no-good, dirty...
Transphobe! Ooh, sounds like someone here is a transphobe.
Whoa.
So that's my pitch, Josh. Are you in or are you out?
Do I have to... Like, what would be my part? Do I have to wrangle the dicks
no,
for the
we
wall?
Just,
or?
We set up the business and we make money, baby. Oh. We get cold, hard cash.
Warm, hard cash.
Warm, soft cash.
So, how do we get these guys to do it?
They volunteer. They pay us.
It's volunteers?
They pay us to have their cocks used as... Foot grips and handholds.
So on this business, do at the front because no dude's allowed to try our wall. Out,
no,
right?
They are if they want. If that's what they want to do, if they want to climb the glory hole climbing wall. Then they
I guess it
pass.
Makes it more difficult because you have to make a guy hard. Because if the guy's not into dudes, then you have to try extra hard to make him hard.
I think you're forgetting about gay guys.
Yeah, but the guys on the other side, the dick.
Oh well, they don't know
the dicks. Oh, because they can't see what's
it's
going on.
It's a glory
on.
Hole.
Oh,
as far
okay.
as they're concerned, they just have to climb up some scaffolding and stick their cock through a hole
oh.
and have it grabbed and stepped on.
Yeah.
Which is their kink.
I guess, like, if there's, like, an extra warty dick, it's just extra grip for whoever's
I mean,
trying
it's,
to grab
it's
it.
Like any climbing wall. You go, oh, no, I'm not going to, that's not going to help me up. I'm not going to touch that one. I'm going to go for this big honking meaty thing.
That one's oozing green.
That
I'm
one's
not
oozing
that
green.
One.
I'm not, that one's not going to help me get to the top of this wall.
You're toxic.
So are you in or are you out? I need an answer right now.
Do you have a place already set up?
No, it's just an idea at this stage. It's in the idea stage. I need business partners and investors in order to really get this thing off the ground. Really get this thing off the ground.
What the fuck? That could be one of the slogans for the thing.
If it would make
you
feel better, I can build like a small test wall. That
yeah, you need a testy wall, and then
we can build a small testy wall, and then... I'll get some guys, and then you can climb it if you're not convinced.
Is there an option for, like if ladies want to be on the other side of the glory hole or something?
I mean, I don't know how easy it is to stuff your labes through a hole.
No, but, like, you know how, like, because sometimes there's stuff that sticks out you grab onto, and then sometimes there's crevices that you work your arm into to try and get yourself up a wall when you're climbing.
So
you could have a combo of both.
I'm not going to discriminate against who wants to be on what side of the wall.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess we can... Whoever wants to volunteer.
As long well, it's as, not volunteer. They have to pay us.
Yeah. As long as they're over 14, then we're good to go.
14?
What?
Do they lower the age of getting your cock grabbed?
If it's for a business, a recreational...
it's sports.
Sports business, then it's different.
Kids love sports.
Yeah. There's probably
going to be...
get adults to start sports as
It's
an
probably
going to
be an age limit, I'm going to say, on this wall. Unless you want to climb it. I mean, kids
Maybe
of
there's
any
a
age.
Miniature wall.
Kids of any age can climb this. They just have to... Their parents have to sign a waiver that says, I will not get anyone in trouble for pedophilia. Because really, it's the kids grabbing the dicks to climb the wall. The dicks are just there. The guys,
That's my vice.
You know what? I'm digging myself a hole here, and I'm just gonna climb out of it and stop digging. Are you interested in this business idea or not?
Yes, where do I sign?
Here.
What the fuck?
Sorry, do you need a pen?
Yes.
All right.
I gotta sign your fucking foreskin every time we make a goddamn deal.
I don't know, but I'm really running out of room on this thing. It's just full of your signature.
I know. Can I just use the same signature?
Got like 10 of your signatures on my foreskin at this point.
Actually, I got this new big stamp. Slam your dick.
Oh! Yowza!
Speaking of pedophilia, borderline pedophilia, we got another email from Mutz B. Can you believe that?
That limey cocksucker can rot in hell for all I care.
Okay, what does it have to do with borderline pedophilia?
Well, it's not quite, but it might be.
Okay, what does it say? I fucked a kid?
No.
Okay, well then, that's a good start.
No, he said, Mutz B says, thank you so much for playing my music. I know it was kind of soft and not as hard as I normally am, but I will come back harder. Here is a new one. Me and my family put this one together. I keep seeing him and his family.
Is that the borderline part?
Yeah, I think that's where it is.
Maybe that's who gets the farts from. His family. Hey, fart into my phone real quick. I need to make a new song.
He says, we were writing and vibing it, and it was good time, and I hope you enjoyed as much as I did making it. Stay gangster. And it's called Gangster Fun.
Okay.
That's the name of the...
Is there lyrics? Is that the borderline part?
I don't know. I haven't listened to it.
You haven't listened to it? Okay.
I haven't listened to it.
Then how do you know it's borderline pedophilia?
I don't know. I just need a
segue. You just use that as a segue. You just threw Mutz B under the yeah. under the school bus. And he was like, nice, a school bus.
Maybe I'll get mouth-to-mouth after they run me over.
I've got another business idea.
What's that?
Glory Hole School Bus. No, that will never work.
It doesn't have a good ring to it.
No.
This is red flags all over that one. All right. Gangster Fun.
Gangster Fun, let's hear it.
Oh.
You know, I'm representing that real thug shit.
Yeah, he's back to gangster. At least he's on beat with the farts this time. That was like a drop, like a raindrop. Like a drip.
Maybe you can do something here.
Oh. That was an echoey one.
And I will just wipe your bum.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, shit. I'm just glad the farts are on time this time. Or in time.
Hey, that was really good.
Yeah, it was, actually.
I liked that one better than the last one he sent us.
That one was chill, but also still pretty gangster.
It was pretty gangster, and you know what else it was? It was pretty fun.
Yeah. Ugh, okay. I'm going to add this to it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start again.
I got a message for all you liberals out there. You want my gun? My firearm? Come take it from me. Just walk through my door, come into my home, and take it from me. With your weak, soft, liberal, girlish hands. Just try to put those hands on me. Those soft, liberal hands. Put them on me, on my body. Slowly, gently dragging your fingers up and down my arm, giving me goosebumps. You want my gun? Come kiss me for it. But not like right away. Don't be too obvious with it. Let's do that thing where our faces get close to each other. And you know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. You just stare at each other's lips. But you're waiting for the right signal to give yourself over to them completely. Like in A Walk to Remember. Come do that for my gun. Bite my lip and play with my hair. For my firearm. If you want my gun, come spank me for it. Not like too hard, but like still hard, you know? Like hurt me, but make me feel safe.
Hard
at the
gangsters.
Same time, you pussy liberals.
I'm so glad that worked.
That was pretty good.
I had that one ready just in case it fit good, and it did. That guy really likes his guns.
Yeah. I want to try and take it from him.
Because he's a hard gangster?
I think I might try and take that guy's gun. The whole thing. I think I could take the whole thing.
Rub my arm till I get goosebumps.
I like a good parody.
Oh, baby.
Hey, Josh, you would consider yourself a good person, right?
I guess so.
You believe in all... You're not like...
I believe in what's right for this country and for Jesus Christ.
You're not like an ableist, right? You think that disabled people are just as able as able-bodied...
As normal people.
People, right?
Why do you ask?
Well, I've got a moral question for you.
Uh-oh, I always fail these.
Let's say... Mm-hmm. Your car, or your truck, whatever you're driving these days, breaks down.
Yes.
Now you're forced to take the bus. All right? Mm-hmm. So you're at the bus stop. Bus pulls up.
Holy shit. Are you Michael Winslow?
And then the door opening. And yeah, I've been practicing
Holy shit.
My bus noises.
Jesus, we've had 2 weeks off. You've been doing your practicing.
Bus has some brake issues. Right, so the bus pulls up, opens the door, you start to walk up those stairs, and then you pause. You're in the middle of the stairs. You stop because you notice suddenly the bus driver just says two stumps.
Two hooks?
Two stumps where his hands should be. There's no hands. It's just wrist. All right, and he's got his hands on either side of that.
How are they holding?
They're not. They're just resting on either side of that big bus wheel. They're not strapped in. Nothing. They're just resting on top. That's the bus driver. Do you continue to get onto the bus because you're not an ableist piece of shit?
Have you paid yet?
Nope. You're okay. On the stairs still. If you take one step, you got to stay on the bus because it's going to close the door behind you. Hmm. Or do you say, I'm going to wait for the next bus? Really loudly in
it
his
sounds
face.
Sounds like it's
and then you
very true to...
Back off the bus and wait for the next one. What would you do?
Well, I got to say you stumped me.
Whoa.
I think I would still get on the bus, but I would definitely be on edge the entire time. I'd take the one seat that had a seatbelt, I think.
Well, the right answer is to get on the bus.
I'd get on the bus, but then I would also not pay, because what the fuck's he going to do? Is he going to kick my ass with his
stumps?
Not going to
throw you off.
Is he going to stump me to death? So I'm not going to pay.
He'll ask
and
you
I'll
really
say,
hard
what do you
want
to do about it, bitch? And then if he's like having trouble or anything, or like isn't in like a, seems like he's in a hairy spot, I'll be like, hey, do you need a hand?
And then cut yours off and throw it at the windshield.
Slap him with it.
I would probably get on the bus. You know why?
Why?
Because despite having no hands, mm-hmm. he still passed the training to be a bus driver. He's probably a pretty That's good true. Bus driver despite not having hands.
What the fuck did he put his seatbelt on?
He doesn't.
How does he turn the key in the thing? He Is just, it a push button?
He just puts it in between his stumps and does it that way. He never turns the bus off.
Just never.
If someone
it's
starts
old Stumpy's
it,
bus.
Someone
it's
starts it 4 a.m. and then someone turns it off for him when he gets back to the depot.
I think I would get on the bus, but I'd sit right up front next to him, and then I'd criticize every person that walked onto the bus after me and like gave a look. I'd be like, "Oh, what? Because he's just a stumpy arm?
Look
You're
at
gonna
this
look-
ableist piece of shit!
I saw you hesitate." You fucking scared because he's got two stumps?
I saw you hesitate like I did when I got on the bus.
No one needs to know about that, though.
You're a big dick, buddy.
Little moral quandary for you, that's all. There's no right or wrong answer.
Why?
Unless you picked get off the bus, you ableist piece of shit.
What if I offered to drive the bus for him?
Honestly, that he's probably a better bus driver than you are.
Nah.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I don't want to be... I don't mean
no
to
hands.
Insult you.
Do you think he puts, like, pine tar on the tips of his nubs?
Do I think he does?
On the tips of his nubs so he gets grip on his...
Well, since it's my imaginary bus driver, no, I don't think he does that. Or she.
This is what you imagine in your spare time?
This is the kinds of things I drivers. Think of. Yeah. Because, you know, you got all these woke people, right?
I guess you got to be ready at all times.
You know, all these woke, gun-hating liberals?
You're just preparing for the time it comes up.
Yeah, I like to hit them with moral, like, you think you're so woke? What about this?
I never claimed to be woke.
No, I'm just...
I was just using you as my tester. The only time I...
You're my testy.
I claim to be woke is when I accidentally say something very unwoke, and I say, I was just testing you, I'm totally woke.
I was just seeing how you would react.
Yeah. Ha-ha! Know what I'm saying? And then everyone knows that you're,
I get it.
That you're on the right side of history.
I get it.
Know what I'm saying?
I do know what you are saying. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I'm waked, too.
Waco Baco, that's what they call you.
Waco Baco? Who calls me that?
Everybody.
I want names.
Charlie?
Dead.
No, alive Charlie.
No. I'm going to kill Charlie.
Oh. Dylan said this about you?
I'm going to kill Charlie like it's Viet Goddamn Nam.
The Goddamn Nam. I'm going to kill Charlie like he fucking ate some fizzy drinks in my chocolate factory.
That motherfucker.
Piece of shit.
You
and I was gonna give him my factory.
The fizzy lifting drink. I said good day.
You stole. Which is dumb in the movie because in the book he never does anything wrong, and that's the whole point of the book.
Is that Charlie's a good boy?
Yeah, he never does anything wrong. But in the movie, they make him do one thing bad, and that for some reason gets allowed anyways.
Well, it's been about 23 years since I read the book, so I don't remember if it was in there or not.
Oh.
You think they... Why'd they add that to the movie, then? Just because?
Well, they needed some reason for them to get out of the fan, or get away from the... I don't know. Was there a fan scene in the first one?
In the book?
In the book?
I don't know. That's what I'm telling you. I don't remember. It's been 20 however long years since I've read it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But why would they just make up a scene for a book adaptation? That doesn't make any sense.
Need some scary parts, I guess.
Some scary parts?
Need to nearly kill an old man and
scary
his
scary parts like an old man
and
burping?
His grandson. Yeah.
How's this for scary?
Oh no, we're gonna hit the fan. Oh, shit, hit the fan.
I pooped.
That was freaking nasty.
I pooped my pants. Like I gotta go wipe.
That would just melt the propellers of the fan right
I'm
there.
Just going to sit in it, I think, actually. I'm just going to sit back down.
I'm just going to do the huge.
I might have actually pooped, but that's fine. We have a podcast to record right now, and I'm going to wait until the break before I wipe my butt.
That's freaking dedication.
Yeah.
If you wait long enough, you can just peel it off like skin.
I'm so dedicated to this podcast, I won't drive here when the roads are icy, but I will shit my pants and sit in it for 10 minutes.
Then peel off flakes of shit from your crusted
undies. I don't flake. My shit doesn't flake, dude. Yeah,
eventually it will.
My shit don't flake.
Yeah, that's what you think, bud.
Everybody. Shit don't flake.
What?
It's that Outkast song. Shit don't flake.
That's not an Outkast song.
What? Man, my shit don't flake, cause it's too wet and moist and stuck in my butt. I like to shit and leave it there. Oh, that's a big old shit. Every time the bass hits, I shit my pants. That's a lot of shit, yo. I ain't even gonna go wipe my ass, yo. Let it fester, then molest her.
What?
With my shitty butthole.
Oh my god.
Yeah, try to finger me through all this shit. Yeah. You can't do it, can you? Cause your index gets all poopy. You can't finger my butt, cause it's full of shit. That's the best defense against my uncle.
Hey, you wanna wrestle? Yeah, just a sec. Let me shit my pants first. Okay, I'm ready to wrestle with my fucking uncle. And yes, I call him my fucking uncle, cause he fucks me.
Oh my god.
Say, uncle, if you don't want shit on your fingers, bitch.
Uncle. Cool.
Yo. How long is this loop gonna go for, son? Oh, I got poop in my butt. It's a lot to deal with.
I like you're dancing to the beat, just like tiny little head bubbles.
I can't. Yeah. Yo, turn the music up on my headphones.
Like you're holding on to your backpack strap.
Yeah.
Just like little quick.
It just looks like you're grabbing your titties, though.
Well, I am. My nipples are poking out after that last freaking sweet fat.
Oh.
Well, that might have been the best rap I've ever heard in my
life. You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
As far as raps go. But I prefer calzones. Thank you.
Why are they even in the same league? Raps and calzones are completely different.
What?
There's no pizza raps.
Should I have said donair instead?
Yeah.
Okay. Next time I'll say donair.
Calzone's pretty funny. Get in the zone. Calzone.
Not rap zone. Calzone.
Oh my god.
Maybe that's where I made the connection in my head.
Yeah, it's weird when you freestyle, it always comes to your uncle raping you.
What?
Every time you
freestyle. Every time?
Every time you freestyle.
I don't think so.
It's like your head, your eyes roll back like you're the Undertaker, and well, then you're just letting the rhymes flow through
you. Look,
you
can only rap flow what you, into you. About what you know, right?
Oh, yeah. Good for you!
Hey.
Hey.
Do you remember that Conan show? That was pretty
freaking. That was pretty sweet.
Conan's. Did Dylan like it? He kept like saying his mind was blown. So he'd never been to a show before.
Yeah, he was like, I get it now. That's what he told me. Like, I get it now. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, after the second song that Heron did, he has turned around because he went up by himself and was just standing there staring. And then he just turns around and went, holy shit. And I was like, yeah, dude, they're awesome, man.
Imagine being 32 and never hearing live music before.
Is he that old?
Yeah, he turned 32
last
week.
I thought he was like mid-20s.
I thought he was like 28 or something, because it was his birthday.
Yeah.
And I got home, I was like, hey, dude, happy birthday. He's like, oh, thanks. Like, how old are you now? He's like, 32. And I was like, what?
What the fuck?
I thought you were like 28. You look great for 32.
And he's the same. I think I'm 32.
And he's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 30. I look horrible for 30. I look 32.
But you used to weigh 400 pounds.
That doesn't make any sense.
What? It means you look great for 32 now.
I'm not 32.
Or for 30?
Fuck you, man.
I thought you were 32.
You thought I was 32?
I'm sorry.
You thought I was 2 years older than I really am?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What the f...
It's that jacket makes you
what
look
old. What the H?
I'm sorry.
You're one rude dude.
Rude dude.
You're one rude dude, Jude.
Jude? Hey, Jude.
Wait, your name's not Jude. It's Josh.
Yeah. Judas.
You're one rude dude, Josh.
doesn't have
the same rhyme scheme.
Work. But yeah, Conan's was good.
My gosh, however, you're posh, Josh.
However, my thoughts on the show was that Conan did two songs too much. Because there was like a perfect cutoff point after one song where the crowd was all fucking digging it perfect, and then the band had a perfect ending, and then they're like, all right, let's do one more song that's 45 minutes long, and then everyone just got tired.
You know what I remember about the show?
What?
The fact that I thought that Dylan was going to do acid, and I thought Ferris was going to do acid, so we'd all be on acid when we got home.
Yeah.
I was the only one who ate acid.
Mm-hmm.
I ate two tabs, enjoyed the hell out of the show, but then when I went home, I think you hung out for like half an hour while you waited for your cab to get there.
Yeah.
Dylan went to bed. Ferris was in bed. And I was like, well, I'm going to have to stem this. Otherwise, I'll be up all night. So I ate a 100 milligram weed gummy.
Yeah, that helps. Get rid of the high.
Big mistake.
What? Why?
Well, the 100 milligram weed gummy basically shut my physical body down. Yes. But the acid kept my mind very active.
Oh, no. So you're like...
So I trapped myself in my own body. I just was lying on my bed.
You were like that Metallica song.
And I couldn't move. And I was just... It was like sleep paralysis. I was like, ah.
You're like Johnny got his gun, dude.
Oh, God. So I just put on headphones and listened to the Melvins for like an hour and a half.
That'll help.
And then finally I was good enough to masturbate four times.
Melvin got you in the... You listen to Honey Bucket enough times.
I think I jerked off about four times until I was finally tired enough to go to sleep. Four times in 6 hours is not too bad. 7 hours.
Was your dick just like a swollen...
The first three felt awesome. I don't know if you ever jerked off on acid, but it felt great. The fourth one felt like I was beating up a fifth grader.
So you came instantly?
And, it took forever because I'm weak.
It's one of those ones where you start getting tired and you just start looking at it like, is it even worth it still?
Dude, when I was on antidepressants, sometimes I would just
because,
you know, it can't come. Sometimes I'd be jerking off for like half an hour and I would eventually just like physically just like throw my dick to the side like, ugh!
You have to start...
Forget it then!
Start trying abusive
stuff.
Like
I'm rolling
stuff.
Dice just like, ugh! Just disgustedly throw my cock away from myself.
And it just
fine!
Looks, then it goes to the corner and looks at you all sad.
Guess
and
I like, won't come!
But how can I say no to that face?
And they would be looking up at me with like one puppy dog eye.
One tear coming.
Alright, I can't stay mad at you, penis.
After the Conan show.
Oh!
Because I called a cab.
Yeah.
And it snowed that night. It was like the first night it snowed.
That's right.
Fucking cabbie. It was literally on the wrong side of the highway for a lot of the time. And like, he was just...
How's that possible? There's a...
Because he was sliding. Cause
isn't there a line in the middle?
You know how when you start to...
Oh, it was very icy. That's right.
Well, you know when you lose traction a little bit, you're supposed to lay off the gas and lay a grip and then you can get control? What he did is he just floored it the entire time and just went all over town. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Let go of the... And he's like on the wrong... He's flying in and out of traffic. And then we get to...
Wait, you're going
to
tell a guy who drives for a living how to do his job?
I wasn't at first. And then...
The nerve on this
And
guy.
Then he was going to go up, you know, the two really steep hills that come to my place. That's where I saw his GPS was taking me there. And I'm like, dude, don't do those hills. Like, you're on flat stuff. You can't even get traction. Go the other way. And he's like, oh, okay, thank you. Thank you. And he was, like, really nervous.
Yeah, like, he was like, driving on ice
at like, so...
1 a.m.
I was like, you nervous? And he's like, yes, this is my first time seeing snow. And I was like, oh, no.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He'd never
oh
seen
Oh, my
snow.
God.
He's from India.
A cab driver in Kelowna who doesn't know what snow is not going to work.
I know. He worked. No, he was hired in the summer. But this is the first time it ever snowed since he's been here. And he didn't know what the fuck it was. He's just like, so he was panicking and just gave it more gas. So he's
that explains it.
So he's going up the steep, windy road, the side.
Here, I thought he was an idiot. Turns out he was just foreign.
He was terrified. Like, it was to a point where I was going to be like, dude, you want me to drive even though I'm wasted? Like,
probably would have been better.
I would have been a better driver. He was going up that windy, like, blind hill. He was on the wrong side going around corners. And I was like, dude, we're going to fucking die. And then he got to the turnoff for my place. The GPS is telling him how to get to my place, but he would stop, like, slam on the brakes, like, come to a sliding sideways slide every 10 feet and be like, is this good? And he'd be like, no.
It's
like
nowhere near my
it's
house.
Nowhere close. And you go, okay. And they go, and then slam the brakes on, like, 20 feet later. Is this good? Because he didn't want to drive. He was, like, at the point where he was just going to abandon his car on the side of the road.
That's crazy, because I remember reading an article on Castanet the next day that was about a cab driver who crashed and died.
Well, I'm sure it was that guy, because as he was leaving, I was like, the only way down is super... We're at the top of a hill now. The only way out is three super steep ways. One's a bit windy, one's straight down, and one's a bit longer, but still pretty steep. I was like, I'm going to see on the news tomorrow. Some
you just described three penises.
Yeah, I did.
One's a bit windy, one's straight down, and the one's a bit longer.
Yeah. It's going to be part of our wall.
Yeah, yeah.
You we're going to choose have which one you want.
Yeah.
It's like Goosebumps Choose Your Own Adventure.
Ooh, I hated those. I always died. Or whatever the equivalent of that being.
I remember that one where there was like a jelly sandwich or something.
I read one where someone gets sucked into a photo album. Mm. And they're like in the past with their their mom's 10th birthday. Or I guess I'm the character in the book, yeah, or whatever the fuck.
Well, you chose wrong, bud.
And I think by the first time I read through it, I just got stuck in the past. I couldn't get back. Like, you're just in the past now. You live in a photo album now.
So it didn't send you back to start or anything?
No. I failed, I think. I got stuck in the past.
So it was like the end of The Shining?
And then I banged my mom, my 10-year-old mom.
Really?
I was also 10.
Oh. Did you one punch a big bully that was trying to rape your mom?
Nope. No, I did not. I just fucked her.
Oh, Jesus.
We were both 10.
That was cool back then, though.
Yeah, it was cool. They made a whole movie about it.
3 movies about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of, what's his name, Crispin Glover?
Yes.
Have you ever watched Friday the 13th Part 4?
No.
I'd never watched it either. I'd never seen anything past the first 2.
I don't even think I've seen the first 2. I've seen Jason X.
Yeah. That's the hardcore one.
I think that's the only reason space, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I've seen that one, and I've seen...
There's one where he's in New York.
The remake.
But I'd seen the first 2, and then for Halloween, they had like every one of them out. So I watched 3. 3 was actually pretty good. It was actually a good... of all the friends, there's one dude that looked exactly like me, and it was off-putting. But then he ended up being the only guy that lived, because everyone went to the bar. Because they were like, it was their first day at camp, and they were like just chilling. And then they're like, oh, wait, there's a bar in town that's got singing and dancing and floozies and stuff.
Karaoke?
Yeah, so they all went, but then like 4 people stayed behind. They all got fucking destroyed, right, by the murderer. And then all these people, including the guy that looks exactly like me, go to the bar. And then when they all leave, the guy looks like me. He's like, nah, I'm just going to stay and get wasted. And then he stayed. Everyone gets killed, and then that guy's the only one that survived at
the
end.
Well, that's why you should always just stay and get wasted.
That's why I choose that now. So
that's why I just get wasted.
So that one was a pretty good one. But then the 4th one had Corey Feldman was in it.
Oh, that's right.
Little kid. And then Crispin Glover was one of the teenagers. And he has always been weird.
Yeah.
Even in movies like that where it's like his first couple movies. So I think this was in 83 or 84 or something like that. And he's just super weird. And then there's this one chick he's trying to impress. And she's like, you want to dance? And they're like in the cabin listening to music or whatever. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then he goes over and then she's just dancing normally. And then he just starts like punch dance. Like he looks like Beavis.
That wasn't in the script, by the way. That was just an actor's choice.
It was he totally Crispin Glover.
Crispin Stewart Glover. So,
He totally like he's it's like watching Nicolas Cage. They're like a jazz singer, like a jazz player. They just do whatever the fuck they want, and then it's entertaining to watch. But he gets killed pretty bad. But then Corey Feldman actually kills Jason for real,
because until this next sequel.
No, that's a copycat guy in the sequel. It's Corey Feldman. He's a little kid.
Well, he comes back eventually.
No. I think in the 6th one, they summon him as a ghost or something, and then he's a ghost for the rest of them. But in this one...
A ghost can't physically harm people.
But a machete can.
A ghost can't hold a machete.
That's what you think.
That's what I know.
They move furniture around, dude. He is supernatural, not just regular.
You ever see Patrick Swayze holding a machete before?
No.
Exactly. He has to possess Whoopi Goldberg's body in order to touch it.
But he got the ability to kick that can.
Fuck.
Remember when that weird guy taught him in the subway? But anyways, Corey Feldman stabs him and then doesn't stop stabbing him.
In the
him,
dick?
Cuts his head off and then he like full on actually killed him. But then in the next one, Corey Feldman's in a mental asylum because of the killing. And he saw his mom get killed and stuff. And he's an adult. But then there's a copycat guy that starts fucking everyone up.
Of course.
Because the only difference is the mask, instead of having the red thing on it, has two blue things underneath the eyes.
Ooh, that's how you know.
Big twist!
That's how you know, dude. Fucking cheaters. That's not the original mask.
I was angry at that one. It made me mad. And that's where I stopped. That's all I have to say.
Made me
that.
Mad enough not to watch any more of the Friday the 13th
That's
movies.
It. That's the last one. I'm stopping at number six.
Ugh, this is getting more and more unrealistic.
Wait, he's in New York now? Maybe I'll watch that one.
He's in space?
Whoa.
Okay.
But yeah, it was pretty. I'd recommend the fourth one just because it's got those two actors in it. It's really weird watching Crispin Glover in one of his first things.
Gonna be honest, probably not gonna watch it.
Why not?
I don't like your movie recommendations.
What? I've never what was once, the last one?
I've never once watched a
I'm
movie.
Sure, the last one I recommended was pretty good.
It was a movie called
Crone and Uncle Home Tapes.
Yeah, and I hated it because I had. One of them just had poop in their butt the whole time. How's that for a character
development? That ruins the whole thing.
It's gross.
I've been with this girl, my main bitch, for at least 3 months. And she's starting to get on my nerves. Anyway, the other day she told me her parents was going out of town or something. Some vacation, bull. I was like, whatever. And I was like, can I spend the night tonight and for 2 weeks straight? She said, yeah, I mean, you're my boyfriend, aren't you? I said, I guess, bitch. Anyway, I got there around 7 o'clock, pissing me off. Anyway, it was about that time to hit the sack and get some pussy. Walked up to the bedroom, she was already laid there butt naked like I told her she should have been. Went out on the porch, smoked a bag of meth. Then I smoked a little crack after that. Got in. She said, you smell funny. I was like, bitch, that's just my BO. Yeah, if you don't like it, I'll kill your ass. I hit that ass all night. Then nutted on her belly. Anyway, got hungry in the middle of the night, picked me a sandwich or something. Went to the kitchen, made my sandwich with mayonnaise on it. Went back upstairs, ate my sandwich in front of that bitch's face. She said, you didn't make me nothing. I said, of course not, bitch. I ain't your man. She said, will you go downstairs and make me something? I was like, bitch, no. Took my gun out and busted her head open with the butt of it. She was starting to piss me off. She was bleeding on the sheets. She had some satin covers or some bull. I was like, when your parents get back, cunt? She said, 2 or 3 weeks. I said, good. I want to meet them. Whenever I do, I'm going to make them make me sandwiches all night. Anyway, got done. And I went to bed. Made her sleep on the couch downstairs. My bed. Left the next day without saying a word to anyone. And I left a bag of cess in the mailbox for her parents to find. Get her in a little trouble. Unforgivable.
Hey, what about the news?
It's time for Slow News Day.
You got that right. Welcome back to the program. My first article today. Woman admits to meat beating at Ohio Walmart.
Oh, what?
A meat beating. Okay. I hope she just jerked a guy off and didn't beat someone with ground beef. Oh, no. It looks like it's the second one. Ooh, she's pretty cute. I let her beat my meat. November 9th, an Ohio woman yesterday copped to clobbering a female acquaintance in the face with a 10-pound log of ground beef.
Oh, baby.
During a confrontation in the potato chip aisle of a Walmart in suburban Cleveland.
Who'd have thunk it'd be in a Walmart?
See, the key to journalism, Josh, is specifics. We needed to know it was in the chip aisle.
Yeah. Also, you started the story off by saying, yesterday. It's like if someone reads it in a month, they're not going to know what the fuck yesterday was.
It says November 9th.
And then you said yesterday.
Yeah. So this would have happened on the 8th.
Why would he say yesterday in this thing? Something so specific. I don't freaking...
Because when he wrote it, it was yesterday.
I guess I'm not a journalist.
You're not. In a deal with prosecutors, Meneka Gardner, 27 years old, pleaded to no contest to disorderly conduct in connection with her attack last year on a former neighbor. Was it a year ago or was it yesterday? Oh, she just admitted to it yesterday, but it's been a year since she did it. Okay.
Let's see what's up.
Garner was originally charged with assault. During a municipal court hearing Tuesday, Garner received a 30-day suspended jail sentence and was placed on probation for a year.
Whoa.
She was also ordered to pay $155 in fines and court fees. That's breaking the bank. If she's shopping at Walmart, clearly she doesn't have a lot of money. Roasted. I also don't have a lot of money. I shop at Walmart. According to police, Garner was at a Walmart in South Euclid, I don't know how that's pronounced, in the South, when she encountered victim Precious Jackson, 37. There's a 10-year difference.
His name is Precious?
Her name is Precious. I think she's a big, fat black lady.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
I'm a sumo-ing? Is that what you just said?
I'm a sumo-ing.
I'm a sumo?
Super duper sumos.
Who was shopping with her 7-year-old daughter. Garner was accompanied by her 5-year-old son, and she could not control herself and had to beat this woman with ground beef. A log of it. A big log of beef. Jackson, who had lived downstairs from Garner in University Heights duplex, had previously secured a protection order against her ex-neighbor. Police say that when Garner, seen at the right in this photo, nice, she's cute.
She's not a big fat lady? Oh.
She looks dangerous and badass and a lot of red flags, and that's right up my alley. I'd like to be right up her alley.
You see a chick beating someone down in Walmart with meat logs?
Boing. Police say that when Garner confronted Jackson in the Walmart potato chip aisle, she threatened to beat up Jackson and her daughter.
Whoa, that's a threat.
Garner then allegedly pulled down Jackson's face mask and attempted to spit on her.
Whoa.
When the spit missed the target, Garner reached into Jackson's cart and removed the $22 meat log. Cops described the tube of ground beef as a blunt object in an arrest report. Garner investigators struck Jackson a couple of times.
Oh my God.
In the face with a 10-pound log of prepackaged ground beef. This is just a good advertisement for Walmart. You can get 10 pounds of ground beef for $22.
It's pretty good.
That's a deal.
It turns out it's pound beef. Ground and pound. Baby.
Nice one, dude.
Yes.
Garner investigators charged. I read that. Jackson was not injured by the meat blows.
She blocked all the hits with her mouth.
What a whore.
But
not squelchy enough. Needs to be more meaty, you know, meat squelch.
Need to add the squish noise to it.
I thought the bitch was white.
All right, my next article. This one actually would apply to you, Josh. I know you're known to do this. Police in Arizona warn against buying owls from strangers while on drugs.
What? Just while on drugs, though. It's like it's like getting a tattoo.
It's fine if you're sober.
They just don't want you to be all fucked up.
Make sure you're of right body and mind when you're buying an owl from a stranger. You don't want to be heroin. I'm going to buy an owl from that guy. Police in Arizona made one of the strangest public service announcements in law enforcement history this week. The Payson Police Department would like to take this opportunity to encourage the public not to use any methamphetamine, or you too may find yourself illegally purchasing a wild owl for $100 in the middle of the night from strangers at a local gas station. That seems really specific.
Yeah. I think they just don't want you to do drugs in general. So I don't think purchasing an owl for
If that's the worst thing that could happen to you on methamphetamine, I'm going to start smoking meth.
Yeah.
I love owls.
Yeah, I've woken up to a lot worse after doing meth.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
No, that's just what it says in the article.
Oh.
It says, don't do meth and then find yourself illegally purchasing a wild owl for $100 in the middle of the night from strangers at a local gas station. Wait, what?
What?
While oddly specific, the warning isn't as random as it might seem. And it actually came too late for one man. I'll show you.
So you come in late.
Officers conducting a traffic stop early Wednesday found a young owl next to the driver. The man had apparently done exactly what the above PSA said not to do when offered a wild bird.
Does it involve my ass?
It does not involve does, your ass. Police ended up booking the driver on multiple counts, including aggravated DUI, possession of methamphetamine, and possession slash... Oh, God! And possession slash transport slash purchase of wildlife.
Whoa.
The owl had minor injuries and was being turned over to the Arizona Game and Fish Department. Its little beak was stretched.
What?
From the man trying to put his cock in its mouth. Oh
my. How dare you?
Well, the announcement was good for a laugh. It had a serious point, Josh.
On his tip of his dick?
Yeah. He stabbed that owl to death with his cock. The Payson Police Department would like to remind the public that wildlife should remain wild.
Hmm.
It is illegal to possess, transport, buy, or sell wildlife unless expressly permitted by Arizona revised statutes. Statutes.
Sorry.
Great Scott!
That was,
That's it?
An odd but short article.
I think they just
kind of like your cock. Odd but short.
Yeah, well, whatever.
It's odd, but don't worry. It's short.
What can we possibly do with such small penis?
This is interesting, Josh.
Yeah, well, fuck you too.
All right, never mind. Texas homeowner says hooker ghosts have taken over rental property. They're trying to stir up business.
Is he just admitting that he's killed hookers in his house?
This is a woman who said it, Josh. Don't assume it's a man because the dead hookers.
Well, they got the strength.
Women can kill hookers too, Josh.
They're strangling.
You sexist pig.
Well, I just assume that men kill hookers because there are a lot of incels that go to hookers.
Yeah, we'll tell that to Linda Hill, who said there are four different types of ghosts in the home.
Oh. She said strangling those hookers was a lot harder than opening any jar of pickles I've ever had.
A Texas woman made a spooky discovery about her rental home in Gainesville. All right, let's work out. I live in Gainesville. All I do is eat carbs and work out. After several renters claimed it was haunted. Oh, well, that's why it's haunted. Linda Hill, owner of Hill House Manor. That's the most haunted sounding house I've ever heard in my life.
I'll tell you what. Hank Hill's house. Haunting it.
That
Hill.
Was your Hank Hill impression?
I tell you what.
There's some dead hookers in the thing, I tell you what.
I sell cocaine and cocaine accessories.
I do cocaine.
Okay,
I got a narrow urethra. It makes me tighter.
Linda Hill, owner of Hill House Manor, told Jesse Waters Prime Time on Monday.
That's a crazy name that guy has.
She was taking a shower when she heard someone say, "Looking good." I thought it was my husband. I mean, he and I were the only ones in the house, she said. However, it was not her husband, Josh.
It was a ghost.
Oh, no. Scary.
Why?
So a ghost said looking good? Some lesbian hooker ghost?
Looking good. I spoke to him, you know.
Maybe the ghost was just looking at its non-reflection in the mirror.
I spoke to him, you know.
Who?
He told me I was looking good. I said thank you and asked him what he had been doing that day. And we had a conversation and he left.
I think this lady's just got
this
schizophrenia.
This woman seems right of mind.
Yeah, she's just a schizo.
She added that she believes the home has many different types of ghosts. We've got kids and we've got old people, old guys, and we've got hookers.
Sign me up.
I got she had to specify the difference between old people and old guys.
Oh, man. A ghost?
The most common type of ghost that comes around are hookers, Hill claimed. Male renters, she said, have told her they have felt somebody stroking their face, stroking their arm, or touching their shoulder.
For the record.
Man, he sounds diseased.
Whose laugh was that?
That's Ferris.
Host Jesse Waters quipped that the good thing about...
No, you didn't say his full name. Jesse Waters Primetime.
Sorry, the host Jesse Waters Primetime quipped that the good thing about a hooker ghost was that you don't have to pay it.
Great Scott!
That's just toxic masculinity right
there,
dude.
That is just cheap.
That's right, Hill responded. They try to stir up business, but they can't figure out a way to conclude the transaction, so nothing ever happens.
Hey, quit stealing my moves!
Thank you, Norm. I was thinking the same thing. I also pretend to be a ghost and stroke men's shoulders. And they go, what the hell? I'm not gay. And I'm like, I'm a ghost. It's not gay if you're a ghost.
Yeah.
You can fucking suck me all you want and I won't be gay because I'm dead.
Look, my boner's going through your head right now. It's not gay.
The Hill House Manor owner said a ghost did follow a renter home one time, but eventually got
Wait, the
tired.
Ghost, the ghost is out walking about the city too?
Yeah, I don't...
This lady's nuts. This lady's fucking nuts, dude.
She said she told the man to tell the ghost to come home. And they did. She came back up here.
Yeah.
And then she pointed at her butthole.
Yeah. Oh my god.
The rental home reportedly has been a popular spot in recent months for paranormal investigators staying the night to figure out the alleged phenomena. Phenomenon.
Are you gonna shoot?
This is you banging a ghost.
Could you just shoot already? I got things to do. I don't have all day to fucking sit here and get butt fucked by ghosts. Alright.
Okay, that's a lie and a half. But...
Oh! You think I'm lying? You think I got nothing better to do but get butt fucked by ghosts all day?
And I will just wipe your bum.
That's a ghost. A ghost said that. Anyways, that was all my news articles.
Well, those are pretty good, sir.
Not bad, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I think that...
I appreciated them.
I think that I have ghost hookers in my house, too, because sometimes I'll wake up and it feels like my cock's getting sucked, right?
What?
I'll be like, who's sucking my cock at 1:30 in the morning? And then I just see, like, a mysterious shape with a big head. Like a silhouette with a big, giant head leave the room.
Kick me in the balls. I like it.
So it's probably a ghost.
It's either Ferris. Is it Ferris?
It's probably a big-headed ghost. That's my guess.
Who wears a hat to bed?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a ghost.
He like do like a false alarm, be like, Ferris, the house is on fire, and he comes running out wearing only his hat.
His hat and socks. Yeah. What? This is how I sleep. I hope you take your pants off at night.
I'm like Joe Dirt, it's sewn into my scalp. Anyways, is that the episode?
I think that's an episode.
Freaking A, dude.
It's 172. There, we did it.
You listeners can get ready for the next episode, probably when the Angels win the pennant.
You can listen to the next episode in a month, probably.
Depends what the weather's doing.
Depending
or
on
who's sick or what the fuck.
Weather and other outside factors. Sometimes I'm just too depressed to leave my house.
Which helps. Which is still good.
I just say, oh, the roads are bad, but really, I'm sad.
It helps creativity.
Anyways, the fuck are you still doing here? Get the hell out of here. Fuck off.
Get the frig out. It's over. There's no bonus shit for you.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Nice. I could taste that. I think it was a ghost. I'm so dedicated to this podcast, I won't drive here when the roads are icy, but I will shit my pants and sit in it for 10 minutes.